What is kushiyaki? The yakitori you don't know, but you should. Kushiyaki. So many foreigners know of yakitori, and so many make the mistake that everything skewered and grilled must be called yakitori. Which is fine, doesn't matter, you're still going to enjoy your time in Japan, but it turns out that's not actually true. You're reading this so you can uncover some newfound superpowers, though, and maybe fly to the nearest amazing kushiyaki restaurant. Right? Or maybe you prefer teleportation. I don't know. Whatever your preference is, you're about to learn so much more about kushiyaki than you knew existed. First, let's start off with, what is yakitori? So yakitori literally means grilled chicken. Sure, it's more than the standard chicken meat you're probably imagining right now, but it's still just chicken. Not beef tongue, not bacon-wrapped asparagus, just chicken. Essentially, all the parts of the chicken, like skin, cartilage, thigh, breast, heart, liver, and so on. I'll dive into all that when I get into a yakitori article in the future. For now, let's start the fight. Kushiyaki versus yakitori. The eternal struggle, right? One side, the more commonly known yakitori, the winner of the popularity contest. On the other side sits the much larger contender, as it encompasses more types of skewered food, and technically, yakitori is just a specific subsection part of kushiyaki. As you can see, this shouldn't even be a comparison, right? Kushiyaki gets a bad rap, an unlucky beat, or, well, just plain unknown, really. So what is the meaning of kushiyaki? If you throw the kanji for kushiyaki into Google Translate, it'll tell you skewers. Kushiyaki means skewers, kinda. More specifically, it's grilled skewers, essentially anything that you can skewer, grill, and eat. It's the overall word that encompasses all the more specific types of skewered foods like yakitori or yakiton. And boy, do the Japanese love skewered food, and so do I. Here's kind of a neat trick, and you got to be reading along for this. You can't just listen to this, but there's a certain kanji that it pretty much looks like a couple pieces of meat or something skewered. And the neat trick is, while walking around the streets of Tokyo, is if you see a sign that's got that kanji written on it, chances are you're staring at a kushiyaki restaurant. Or maybe a kushiage restaurant, which is skewered and fried instead of skewered and grilled. But I'll talk about that in another future article as well. But go in. You won't regret it. These places are delicious. I've got this amazing video right here to show you. It's from the Saitamaya restaurant that was shown in this video. It's just so good. And the video quality is amazing. It just shows the smoke burning up and everything from the grill. And technically, Saitamaya is a yakiton restaurant, but, you know, yakiton is just a subsection of kushiyaki. And I wanted you to see this because it really, really does a good job of showing it to you. Some common kushiyaki outside of yakitori. You have yakiton, which is just like yakitori. You know, it's all, you know, yakitori is all kinds of parts of the chicken. Well, yakiton is all sorts of parts of the pig. And I'll cover that in a future article as well. Probably in the same article as yakitori. Aspara bacon. All right. I'm saying this, but if you were to say this out loud to yourself, what do you think that is? If you guessed fried crawfish, you'd be, wait, what? No. This is asparagus wrapped with bacon. Bacon, dayo! Tomato bacon maki. This is another easy one. This is tomato wrapped with bacon. Bacon again, dayo! There's a lot of bacon wrapped things, by the way. Gyutan. This one, you can almost guess. The end part, tongue, means tongue. And gyu is beef. So this is beef tongue. It's actually my wife's favorite. And it's a massively popular thing in Japan, too. You'll notice that these descriptions get really kind of, you know, specific, where basically each item is naming exactly what the skewered thing is. And that's sort of the punchline. Kushiyaki is skewered chicken, beef, pork, squid, octopus, peppers, tomatoes, asparagus, mushrooms, intestine, heart, liver, tofu, aburage, natto, and, well, pretty much everything else. If you can skewer it and grill it, it's kushiyaki. What is kushiyaki sauce? When you order, you'll often be given a choice between two flavors, salt or sauce. And some shops will have a little saucer of dipping sauce too. Salt in Japanese is shio, and sauce is tare. But what is kushiyaki sauce? It's a mixture of soy sauce, meating, sake, sugar, and a few other various ingredients. And every shop is going to change it up a little bit to try and make their sauce a unique flavor. The kushiyaki grill and binchotan. I could have talked all about grilled skewers and said nothing about the grill, right? The grill is interesting because it is precisely built just to grill skewers without any of the metal elements actually touching the food. The skewer kind of crosses the grill, exposing the ingredients to the heat, the smoke, the flame directly. And even the charcoal is interesting. I never thought you'd ever, I'd ever be like saying this, and you probably never thought you'd ever hear that, right? Charcoal is interesting. But if you're at a really good restaurant, they'll use authentic binchotan, which is basically charcoal created from a very specific oak tree in the Wakayama region of Japan. It's cured and crafted at like 1,000 degrees to create a charcoal that's so perfect that when it's heated up and burned, it doesn't release any odor to affect the flavor of the food. Here are some hand-picked articles to help you learn more. And, you know, as always, during my research, I stumble upon some really helpful stuff that I think are really worth your time. And so here's a few. Kushiyaki Guide, How to Enjoy Japanese Skewered Cuisine. So Savor Japan is a pretty good website about food and stuff in Japan. It might be a little bit light on the guide and a little quick, but it is a nice brief overview. But that's not really what I want to show you in this article. What I want you to do is go to the bottom of it. Down there they have like a little guide or like a little tool to help you find restaurants in the area that you're in Japan. Moving on, 51 of the best kushiyaki and yakitori pins on Pinterest. So kushiyaki is food, and you know, food is often visual. So here's 51 great photos of kushiyaki to enjoy on Pinterest. Some pretty good ones on there. And finally, I got this video that is also by Savor Japan, but they actually put together this good video where they interviewed a kushiyaki chef and discussed the history and stuff of kushiyaki. It's a really nice, I think it's about 4 minutes. It's not too bad, and I definitely recommend you watch it. It's embedded right here if you're following along in the article. And that's it with this article. If you've got any questions or anything, let me know, and I hope you found it helpful. More to come, and I'll see you next time.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.